And with the energy now set from those positive affirmations, this is where we would like to move into a short meditation and then experience another message from Kryon. And so I invite you to close your eyes so that you may remove yourself from all the distractions that occur within a 3D construct. And so you remove that sight, that visual sight of 3D objects. And as we close our eyes, it gives allowance, does it not, to feel, sense, or perceive invisible things. And if we are speaking on invisible things, one of those things that is invisible is love. For love itself cannot be seen, and yet it can be felt, experienced, and it can be observed when it is unfolding in front of you. And so closing our eyes brings us closer to that realm of unseen, invisible things. And the questions we have is, do you give allowance for those things that are invisible and unseen? Do you give allowance to be open to the things that you may not expect? Let us give that as an affirmation now. I am open to things around me, invisible, unseen energies, to bring me that which I do not expect. And I give the allowance to receive benevolence in my life. I welcome opportunities to come into my life. And the more we can engage with that openness, that willingness to give permission, the more we can let in the benevolent energies around us that want to connect with us, our guides, our angels, all of the beautiful information that is held within the field around you, a field that wants to harmonize and connect with those individuals who see at a higher level of consciousness. And so as we give allowance to connect with the field, to bring us those positive, benevolent outcomes, let us invite the positive, benevolent, and loving messages to come forth from Kryon.
Can a human being really achieve mastery? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And I'm going to say to you, yes. But it hasn't always been that way, and you know it. How long have some of you asked this question? Mastery is attainable. You might say, from years and years of practice, of perhaps even being alone, of meditating on a mountaintop, all of those things you used to hear. I wish to extend and expand the message of last month. In this series, we call The Destiny of Mastery. A funny name, you might think, but it's exactly as it sounds. What is the destiny of that which you call mastery? Is there something happening on this planet that would allow mastery to start showing itself? What is mastery? Well, not to be too trite or funny, mastery is what a master has. What does a master have? The elements, dear ones, that are above any others when it comes to patience, compassion, kindness, and love. You know them, they've walked the earth, and they are famous for this. They are famous for this. Not even necessarily the miracles that they have, but it's how they treat others and how they attract everything around them, even the animals. And many, many humans who simply want to be with them. That's mastery. You have sequestered that to a few. And the few get worshipped. And therefore, to think that humanity, an individual person, can have mastery, well, it hasn't really been the forefront of your believability. Not lately. This is the second of four channelings this month, and it features the four attributes of mastery. This is the second one. It's defined as this. Mastery does not react. It observes. Some have heard it the other way around. Mastery observes and does not react. It doesn't matter. For both of them say the same thing. It's not necessarily what you'd expect from human nature, is it? That the attribute of someone would be to be relaxed enough in themselves and watched around them to be able to have someone upset with them in front of them and not react. But instead, observing everything and asking the questions, is this person in trouble? What can I do that is most compassionate and kind at this moment? And you might say, is that possible? That's the second attribute, and it is. And here is what we want to tell you yet again. Something is happening that makes this possible, that makes this different. Something is happening to humanity right now, and it has to do with the information that I gave last month. Dear members, I ask you to go find that if you did not hear it. Those who are listening right now to this channel, you can find that yourself, even if you're not members, because this is available to all. A prophecy that I have given to you, that I gave last month in the first series of lessons. Now I wish to enhance it even further. This goes even now further than the second channel that was given, which is also available on several platforms, even without being a member. The membership here, it receives some very special energies. It receives some experiences. But the channels, the information, the rawness of what I'm giving is eventually available to all. And I'm going to continue that. There may be some surprises along the way, given to the members first. But eventually, it settles into an overall teaching. This teaching we give to my partner and his partner. And that, then, is something that is available through their efforts, Dear ones, all this to say, something is happening and it's going to be taught. Something is happening that is different, that you're going to feel, that you should know about. And it has to do with the 24th pair of chromosomes that we have told you about repeatedly for the last years. Last month, we told you that this becomes the master template for the reincarnate old soul. Did you get that? What is the template for human nature? As it is right now, the template for actionable items for the human being when they arrive on this earth is the history of what they've learned or not learned and been through, contained in the Akashic record, contained in that which was karmic. That has been the template. That has always been the template. And now it is not. Those who are coming back, old souls, light workers, even now and into the future of generations, are starting to have a new template, a new source of how to behave. And it comes right from the stars. That is what is embedded into your 24th pair of chromosomes, in that which is contained in every human being on the planet. It only is being activated, you might say, with those who have been through that which is Akashic enough to reach graduation. What is graduation? It's when you've been here long enough to recognize who you are in this energy called the shift, and you start to work with the field. Dear ones, you don't have to study much for that. This is happening automatically to light workers and old souls on this planet right now. Is it possible for a human being to have that which we call the attributes, the energies of mastery? Oh, stand by, because it's starting to happen already. You'll start to recognize it. Oh, but more than that, I tell you, all of you who are listening to this, who feel that this is your last time on this planet, I want to acknowledge it. It is the last time as you think of you. It's not the last time you're going to be here. The next time is another kind of you. Without that which you'd have to slog through again, without what you've had to learn this time, you awaken refreshed, young, and with the seeds of mastery. And that's where it begins. Even children will be seen and recognized and saying something is special. They're without the human nature that we expected. There'll be an entire group of children that may even be relabeled because of their countenance of happiness. They will be studied to find out what is special about these children that are not the handful that many children are. It's coming. Some of it is already here. Did you ever look into the eyes of a newborn and say, this is an old soul? You're already understanding it, recognizing it, seeing it. I'm telling you that mastery is yours. I'm also telling you there's a great deal to be taught about it. And I'm starting to tell those around me, my partner, his partner, that there are things to enhance it, to be taught about it, that human to humans need to know. Dear ones, mastery is at hand. Again, the second attribute of mastery. We have said, listen carefully. Can you do this? Mastery does not react. Mastery observes. Are you one who can go through something, have a confrontation in front of you that involves you or accuses you or blames you and be so peaceful with it, you don't even recognize it for what it is, and you don't react. Instead, you observe it all and think to yourself, what is it that is the most compassionate and kind thing that I could do next? Wow, that is mastery. And it's coming. It's coming to you. I'm crying in love with humanity. And for good reason. And so it is.